Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because Tesla's under attack. And I'm at one of the local dealerships here in Costa Mesa, California. And here's what's funny about this is that I have really been tough on Elon Musk and Tesla over the years. You guys know that. I went into the dealership, talked to them. When you look this place up online, guys, it is glowing, okay? This place, I mean, talking about, five-star reviews, everything's fantastic, everything's great. It's the single greatest car experience of my life. They've got the full service bay here, and they said, don't go inside, don't film anymore, Dan, come on, okay? So I'm out in the rain for you guys doing this. But this company is under attack right now, and this is absolute nonsense that we're dealing with this in such a big way. Tigard, Oregon was the latest dealership to be attacked. And what some jackass did was pumped a bunch of rounds into the dealership. Now, guys, if you don't get this, I mean, call it eco-terrorism, call it whatever the hell you want, Doge terrorism, you're unhappy about this. This is nonsense, guys. This is absolute nonsense. I am telling you, there was a very famous video going around where some guy in the Bay Area was chasing after a Cybertruck. And clearly the person starts filming them in the passenger seat as the man's trying to punch in the car and smash the car. The wrong person is going to do this to the wrong vehicle soon. That's going to come up. So with that being said, as these people back out and I try not to get ran over, enough is enough, guys. They're burning dealerships. They're lighting them on fire. There are, doing everything to wreak havoc because of Doge. Now I want to give you guys something. We're gonna have a little scroll here on the side of the screen here. This is Doge.gov that you can go to, and you can see what Doge, Department of Government Efficiency, has found out in the last week. I could bore you with everything, but this is just the last week, this little scroll. Guys, I'm telling you, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, all these other administrations were going to get rid of government waste. That's all they talked about forever. And now you got a guy who's a numbers guy who is going to do this, okay? And is doing it right now. But no. So the dealerships have, upped their security. There's cameras all over the place. And I understand not wanting to film inside, but what's wild about this, what's absolutely unbelievable, is the, 0% financing, all the stuff that they have in the car. The cars are nice looking cars, but everybody that has reviewed this place, especially this dealership, it's just been glowing. But when does it end? When do you guys sit there and say enough is enough with this bullshit? Okay? Because what's funny about this is that this guy was a darling of the left and the green initiatives a few, couple years ago, and now, oh my God, chose the wrong team. Okay, it's a Padres fan. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous at this point. But you clearly, this place is bustling right now. In the rain, it's freaking bustling. Servicing cars, doing everything. But enough is enough, man. I am blown away at the problems that these dealerships are having. I'm blown away that Pam Bondi stepped forward and said she's going to investigate. They're going to catch these people in the act sooner or later, and then they're going to cry like little women. So it'll be interesting. And as much as I want to swear and all this stuff, I can't. This is ridiculous, okay? And no one should work under these circumstances. No one should live under these circumstances. You don't like the company, you don't like him, don't buy the car. Sell your car. Be a little girl, I get a kick out of that. I get a kick out of the celebrities that are doing this. Okay? So let me know what you think about this. I think it's unbelievable, personally. And, just a matter of time until somebody gets caught. So let me know what you think. Now, this is inside the showroom, and they've got a car on display. Just a beautiful car. You can't argue with this thing. It is nice as far as the looks. Very state of the art, all the lights,
the iPad on inside. Just a cool vehicle.
I had to move away from the dealership and get out of the rain. So I went over to South Coast Plaza. But here's the interesting thing. You know, after the election, Tesla had this bump, one up in price. And everybody thought, okay, this is great. This company's going to do well. And immediately, once it was announced, everything that Elon did for the new administration, you know, all bets are off. Now, it's not just here. Canada just cut him off. Canada had said about the tariffs, so why don't we just make it so you can't get any rebates for any Tesla vehicles. Okay, do that. Now, here's the thing. Germany, oh, it's even worse in Germany. Germany has gone out and they had, you know, in 2023, they had a 70% increase in Tesla sold. And then in 2024, it dropped. And now they're saying that Tesla sales will drop 94% because they're tired of Elon Musk's opinion in local elections. Man, oh man, you can't make people happy. You know what I mean? So again, I get it. Okay. But here's the thing that's funny is this guy's been an innovator. And, you know, you have companies like Ford. Ford would have been done without Tesla. And you could sit there and say, why? Because Ford, a year ago in April, Ford was given the rights to use the Tesla power chargers. And Tesla invented an adapter that would work on Ford cars and GM cars that would make it so they could go to those charging stations. And it opened up another 25,000 charging stations to these people. And how quickly they forget. Now, the Tesla stock has just been hammered lately. Absolutely down an absolute ton. And what did I just check it at? $249 a share, which is, you know, a lot of money, but it's down an absolute substantial amount. Now, here's the thing. Analysts have said that this stock could drop as low as $150 a share. That's another $100, guys. That's crazy to think about. But if it wasn't for Tesla inventing that adapter, that CSS1 adapter, they wouldn't be able to charge in those stations. And it really made it, you know, this $200 adapter made it so all these people could use that and those charging stations. Now, the violence has gotten out of control. You've got Pam Bondi, who says that she's going to prosecute these people. Speaker of the House said the same thing, that they're going to look at federal charges for these people also. So this is getting serious, to say the least. You don't like somebody, I get it, okay? But this is just getting to be too much right now. It really, really is. And you know how I feel about the car? I think it's ridiculous. I've got just was offered to go to a trade show in Vegas early next week. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to go for that. Now, again, the Tesla would be a nightmare because I'd have to stop halfway through my 3.5-hour little jaunt to across the desert. And it's funny. Everybody that works with me is like, oh, are you going to Vegas? They love it because I get 3.5 hours of unobstructed time. I'm sitting there in the car, so they call me. But all the violence, everything that's happening is a problem. What do you guys think about this? I think it's unfair. I think it's terrible that this is happening. You know, this company's done. You should read the stories below that I found. They anticipate that Tesla could only deliver 445,000 cars. And then one analyst says, no, it's only going to be 418,000 cars. They're still the largest, you know, car company out there right now making EV cars. You know, that's in the United States, definitely. You know, Ford isn't even on the top 10 of that list. There's BYD. There's some Chinese companies that deliver more cars that we will never see, by the way, because of, imports and things like that. And see, we have safety rules here. You could die in a car accident and they would just sweep you up in China. That's how they would do that. So let me know what you think about this. I think it's crazy that we're living through a time like this. And, nobody really seems to want to do anything right now. I mean, I'm telling you this right now, guys. You're going to hear this story take a twist in the next week or two when someone's going to do this to the wrong person, because everybody thinks that all these Tesla owners are a bunch of pussies and they're going to have a problem, okay? So let me know what you think. Hit the like button, subscribe. Just really wanted to pull over and make this and had to finish it. The dealership was very nice to me. Please don't get me wrong. But I understand what they're going through right now and stuff they didn't want me to film and things like that. I mean, these guys are under serious threat right now, and it's absolutely wrong. What do you think about this? Because I think it's horrific right now. So let me know.